height of the floods. The Chiang Wattana Evacuation Center in Thailand's capital housed over 3,800 people. Many are now going home. In drier times, Det is a volunteer coordinator for Bangkok youth groups. But in recent weeks, he has been working here helping evacuees.
Some people have gone home only to find that there's still water in their area. The water is stinky, and they have no money or equipment, and so they came back here and asked if they could stay a while longer.
After a month of sleeping on a tile floor, 49-year-old Sunan Chitsawang has made the decision to return home. The 15-kilometer journey takes 2 hours in a specially outfitted bus capable of driving through the deep water. Just outside her house, drainage pumps are working around the clock. Although water has receded by 1 meter in her Bangkok suburb Rangsit, it still has a long way to go. Her 10-person household includes her elderly mother, who has been suffering from severe asthma and back problems.
I don't know about the future because I have not time to think about it that much. My main concern is about money. Very few members of my family are working, and I don't know where I am going to get all the money to repair the house.
Thailand's costliest floods so far have totaled at least $320 million. Many neighborhoods have been flooded for weeks, the stagnant water mixing with sewage and trash. Insurers are still tallying the damage.
As far as we guessed is that there's about almost about 20 million houses in around Bangkok or around center of Thailand which are affected by this flood, and it's only about less than 1% is insured for flood.
Sunan says she would have just stayed in her flooded home had her mother not been ill, and she's eager to get her life back together.
We will not claim much for insurance, just help you replace things like beds and cabinets. Right now, we are sleeping on the floor, and there are snakes and centipedes.
Now that Thailand's flood victims are returning home, many may find that the ordeal of moving on has only just begun. Gabrielle Paluch, VOA News, Bangkok.